KJAN Sports.
It's time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'll take you a look at sports at the girls' state basketball tournament yesterday in the semifinal round of Class 5A. It was Johnston over Iowa City High, 71-61, and Waukee, a winner over Waterloo West, 88-65. Also in Class 3A semifinals yesterday, it was North Polk beating Dyke New Hartford 46-44, and Bishop Heland Catholic topping Clear Lake 61-57. In the Class 4A semifinals, it was North Scott over Center Point Urbana 40-32, and Lewis Central knocking off Glenwood 62-51. The Rams came into that game undefeated on the season. In fact, they beat Lewis Central twice during the regular Hawkeye 10 conference season, both games were your 5-point difference. But in this one, it was 62-51 Lewis Central as Delaney Esterling had 16 points and 6 rebounds. Hadley Hill added 13 points. Megan Whitty had 10 to help lead the Titans to the win. Ellie Scarborough was star for Glenwood with 12 points, 5 rebounds, 3 assists, and 3 steals. But the Rams suffer their first and only loss of the season. Now today in semifinal play, the day gets started with Class 2A semis. It'll be Cascade versus Osage at 10 o'clock this morning, followed by West Hancock versus North Lynn. And then the 1A semifinals are this afternoon. Newell Fonda facing St. Ansgar at 1:30, and Marquette Catholic plays Bishop Garrigan at 3:15 this afternoon. The championships start tonight. The Class 5A title game has Johnston facing Waukee. That game tips at 6 o'clock this evening, while the 3A championship game at 8 o'clock tonight has North Polk facing Bishop Heland Catholic. The other three championship games are set for tomorrow afternoon, all in Des Moines. Well, the Class 3A Boys State Basketball Tournament bracket and pairings were set and released yesterday by the Iowa High School Athletic Association. That finishes off the full tournament schedule now ready for next week. In the Class 3A quarterfinals, which get underway on Tuesday next week, March 10th, the top seed is Norwalk, and they'll face Harlan. Harlan is the 8th seed. Harlan coming in 18-6 on the year. That game tips at 11:15 next Tuesday morning. Center Point Urbana is the 4th seed. They'll play Ballard. Number 2 seed is Mount Vernon. They'll face Clear Creek Amana, while Pella gets the 3rd seed, and they'll play Sergeant Bluff Luton in first-round action next week. On college men's basketball, Liam Robbins scored 18 points as Drake defeated Illinois State 75-65 in the first round of the Missouri Valley Conference Tournament. Anthony Murphy and Garrett Sturtz added 17 points each for the Bulldogs, while Jonah Jackson chipped in with 15. They will help the Drake Bulldogs move into the next round of the tourney. Also yesterday, number 7 seed Valparaiso was a winner over 10th seed at Evansville, 58-55 to advance. Northern Iowa coach Ben Jacobson believes the Panthers have made their case for the NCAA tournament no matter what happens in St. Louis. The Panthers are the top seed in the Valley tournament, and they open up their run in the Valley tournament today against Drake.
The NCAA tournament started tomorrow. We're in. Guys have done a tremendous job. We're one of the best teams in the country. I have no hesitation in saying that we've got one of the best teams in the country. You look at all of our numbers and you look at what we've done, it's all right there. Right, so it's not me making a case, it's the case the guys have already made.
The Panthers are 25-5 after winning their first regular season title in a decade.
Right now, it's Mission Friday, right? And that's it. So in terms of the other part, that case has been made by our players. I think we've got one of the best teams in the country.
You and I and Drake facing off today. That game tips at 12:05 this afternoon in St. Louis. Rest of today's schedule has number 4 seed Bradley facing 5th seeded Southern Illinois at 2:35 this afternoon. Tonight at 6:05, 2nd seeded Loyola plays number 7 Valparaiso, while at 8:35 tonight, number 3 Indiana State will face 6th seeded Missouri State. All those games in St. Louis. In top 25 men's college hoops last night, number 5 San Diego State beat Air Force 73-60, 13th ranked Oregon over California 90-56, number 19 Ohio State beat number 23 Illinois 71-63, UConn knocks off number 21 Houston 77-71, while number 25 Michigan an 82-58 winner over Nebraska. The University of Kansas has forcefully objected to charges that its storied men's basketball and its football programs had committed significant violations tied primarily to recruiting. The school let its objections be known in nearly 300 pages of documents it issued as a formal response to the NCAA's notice of allegations last night. Kansas claims several facts involving Bill Self's basketball program are in dispute, including charges that Kansas lacked institutional control and its Hall of Fame coach and his assistant, Curtis Townsend, had committed a series of high-level violations. The NCAA issued last September its original notice of allegations, which included 5 violations for men's basketball and 2 lesser ones for football. The basketball violations are all level 1. That's the most severe. University of Iowa standout Luca Garza is one of the 10 semifinalists for the Naismith Trophy, which is presented annually to the most outstanding player who achieves tremendous on-court success. That was announced yesterday by the Atlanta Tip-Off Club. Garza ranks first nationally with 12 20-point 10 rebound performances and also field goals made. He's second in 20-point games, third in points per 40 minutes played, fifth in scoring, ninth in 30-point games, 17th in double-doubles and offensive rebounds per game, and 33rd in rebounding. His 15 double-doubles are third most in a single season by a Hawkeye in 3 decades and the most since Reggie Evans had 18 in 2002. Garza is one of only 2 players in the country and the only player from a major conference to average better than 23 points and 9 rebounds a game. Garza, who's led the Big Ten in scoring since November, surpassed 700 points on March 3rd, and that breaks Iowa's 50-year-old single-season scoring record. He scored 20 points or more in a school record 15 straight Big Ten games. Garza has scored 25 points or more 12 times this season, including the last 2 contests. He's controlled 12 or more rebounds 10 times this year, a total that ties for 14th best in the NCAA. He's the only Big Ten player to register 7 25-point 10 rebound performances in the same season in more than 17 years. Garza is seeking to become Iowa's first Big Ten MVP since Sam Williams in 1968. Has been a force with his back to the basket in the post and facing defenders on the perimeter this year. The finalists for the trophy will be revealed March 17th, while the winner will be announced April 5th at the Naismith Awards brunch in Atlanta. The Northwest Missouri State University men's basketball team captured 3 of the 4 specialty awards from the All-Mid-American Intercollegiate Athletic Association and had 4 players earn All-League honors, as announced by the MIAA office yesterday. Trevor Hudgens, Ryan Hawkins, and Ben McCullum claimed the MIAA Specialty Awards, while Diego Bernard and Ryan Welty also garnered accolades. For the 5th straight season, the MIAA Player of the Year resides in Maryville. Sophomore guard Trevor Hudgens took home the league's top honor after averaging 19.6 points a game, shooting almost 52% from the field. Hudgens is a 4-time MIAA Men's Basketball Athlete of the Week honoree. He leads the nation in 3-point field goal percentage and ranks 3rd among NCAA Division II players in assist-to-turnover ratio. He also tops the league in assists. Hawkins repeats his MIAA Defensive Player of the Year and earned first-team All-MIAA honors for the first time. Hawkins leads the Bearcats in scoring at 22.8 a game, rebounds 7.6 a game, and steals with 2.1 per game, as well as block shots. Hawkins leads the league in steals, ranks 5th in rebounding, and 5th in minutes played per game. Hawkins is one of 3 league players with at least 20 steals, 20 blocks, 20 assists, and 20 three-pointers made. He's shooting over 55% from the field and 45% from three-point range. Hawkins leads the collected 8 double-doubles this season. He's reached 30 or more points on 4 different occasions and posted 18 20-plus point scoring contests this season. Hawkins also set the Northwest single-game scoring record with 44 points against Southern Nazarene. He's a 4-time MIAA Athlete of the Week award recipient. And women's college basketball news, the Big Ten women's tournament continued yesterday with second round play. It was Purdue over Michigan State 72-63, Rutgers beating Wisconsin 63-55, Michigan downing Nebraska 81-75, Ohio State beat Minnesota 77-56. That sets up today's quarterfinals. At 11 o'clock this morning, number 9 seed Purdue plays top seeded Maryland. That'll be followed by number 5 seed Rutgers against number 4 seed Indiana. At 5:30 tonight, 7th seeded Michigan will play 2nd seeded Northwestern. And then the late game has 6th seed Ohio State facing number 3 seed Iowa. We'll have that game tonight for you here on the radio. 7:30 is the broadcast start time for the Iowa-Ohio State matchup. The Iowa State women close out the regular season at home on Sunday against second-ranked Baylor. The Cyclones are 9-8 in Big 12 play.
Obviously, the challenge is monumental, but it's kind of appropriate for this team to end on senior night against Baylor. It's probably poetic in some bizarre way. So we're looking forward to resting up and go out there Sunday. And then Wednesday, the following Wednesday, we'll head to Kansas City. And so excited for the tournament to be back in Kansas City.
That's Iowa State coach Bill Fenley. He says senior day is always emotional. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.